This Hansel has author of adventurous on first in young year, for he yearned yelping to hear, though them words were wain when they to seat went. Now they are stoken of stern work, staff full their hands. Gawain was glad to begin those games in hall. But though the end be heavy, have ye no wonder, for though men be merry in mind when they have main drink, a year yearns full yearn and yelds never like. The form to the finishment folds full seldom. Forthy this Yule over yeed and the year after, and each season surlep sued after other. After Christmas came the crabbed Lent that frasts flesh with the fish and food more simple. But then the weather of the world with winter it threps, cold clangs adown, clouds uplift. Shire sheds the rain and showers full warm, falls upon fair flat, flowers there show. Both grounds and the groves green are their weds, birds buskin to build and bremlish sing, for solace of the soft summer that sues thereafter by bonk, and blossoms bone to blow, by rowers rich and ronk, then noters nobly know, are heard in wood so blonk. After the season of summer with the soft winds, when Zephyrus siffles himself on seeds and herbs, well a win is the wart that waxes thereout, when the docaine dew drops off the leaves, to bide a blissful blush of the bright sun. But then high's harvest and hardens him sown, warms him for the winter to wax full ripe. He dries with drought the dust for to rise, from the face of the fold to fly full high. Wroth wind of the welkin wrestles with the sun, and all graze the grass that green was ere. Then all ripens and rots that rose upon first, and thus turns the year in yesterday's many, and winter winds again as the world asks, no phage, till Michaelmas moan was come with winter's wage, then thinks Gawain full sown of his Anneus voyage. Yet until All Halday with Arthur he lengs, and he made a fair on that fest for the freak's sake, with much revel and rich of the round table, knights full courteous and comely ladies, all for love of that lead and longing they were, but nevertheless, not the later they nevened but mirth, many joyless for that gentle japes there made. For, after meat, with morning he meals to his eam, and speaks of his passage, and pertly he said, "Now, liege lord of my life, leave I you ask. Ye know the cost of this case, keep I no more to tell you how tens thereof never but trifle. But I am bound to the burr barely to mourn, to seek the gome of the green, as God will me wise." Then the best of the burg bode together, Yvain and Eric, and others full many, Sir Doriel de Savage, the Duke of Clarence, Launcelot and Lionel, and Lucan the Good, Sir Bors and Sir Bedivere, big men both, and many other menskful, with Mador de la Porte. All this company of court came the king near, for to counsel the knight with care at their heart. There was much derv dole driven in the sail, that so worthy as Wawen should wend on that errand, to dride a doleful dint and deal no more with broned. The knight made aye good cheer, and said, "What should I wound of destinies, derf and dear? What may man do but foamed?" He dwells there all that day, and dresses on the morn, asks early his arms, and all were they brought. First a tulle tappet tied over the flet, and much was the gold gear that glent there aloft. The stiff man steps thereon, and the steel handles, dubbed in a doublet of deer tars, and sithen a crafty capados, closed aloft, that with a bright blowner was bound within. Then set they the sabatoons upon the seg's feet, his legs lapped in steel with lovely greaves, with polonaise pitched thereto, polished full clean, about his knees nagged with knots of gold, queam quisses then that quaintly closed his thick thrawn thighs with thongs too tatched, and sithen the broaden brine of bright steel rings umberweaved that wire upon Blanc's stoof, and well burnished braces upon his both arms, with good couters and gay, and gloves of plate, and all the goodly gear that him gain should that tide, with rich coat armour his gold spurs spend with pride, girt with a bront full sure, with silk sayen his side. When he was hasped in arms, his harness was rich, the least latchet other loop leamed of gold. So harnessed as he was, he hearkens his mass, offered and honoured at the high altar. Sithen he comes to the king and to his court furs, latches lovely his leave at lords and ladies, and they him kissed and conveyed, bikened him to Christ. By that was gringlet grath and girt with a saddle, that gleamed full gaily with many gold fringes, aware nailed full new for that note riched, the bridle barred about with bright gold bounden, the apparel of the patrier and of the proud skirts, the crupper and the curator accorded with the arsons, and all was railed on rich red gold nails that all glittered and glent as gleam of the sun. Then Hensi the helm and hastily hit kisses that was stapled stiffly and stuffed within. His was high on his head, hasped behind, with a light uresone over the avantail, embroidered and bound with the best gems on broad silken border and birds on seams, as papiers painted perrowing between, tortoise and true loves entailed so thick, as many bird thereabout had been 7 winters in town. The circlet was more of price that umbeclipped his crown, of diamonds a device that both were bright and brown. Then they showed him the shield that was of shire gules, with the pentangle to paint of pure gold hues. He braids it by the bowderick about the house kests that beseemed the seg seemly fair. And why the pentangle appends to that prince noble, I am intent you to tell, though tarry me it should. It is a sign that Solomon set some while, in betokening of truth, by title that it has. For it is a figure that holds 5 points, and each line overlaps and locks in other, and aware it is endless, and English it call overall, as I hear, the endless knot. Fourth eye, it accords to this knight, and to his clear arms, for a faithful in 5 and seer 5 scythes, Gawain was for good known, and as gold pured, voided of each villainy, with virtues adorned in moat. Fourth eye, the pentangle new he bore on shield and coat, as tulk of tale most true, the gentlest knight of Lot. First he was found faultless in his 5 wits, and eft failed never the freak in his 5 fingers, and all his affiance upon fold was in the 5 wounds that Christ cagged on the cross, as the creed tells. And wheresoever this man in melee was stad, his throw thought was in that, through all other things, that all his forceness he fang at the 5 joys that the hend heaven's queen had of her child. At this cause the knight Comlish had, in the inner half of his shield her image depainted, that when he blushed thereto his beld never thared. The 5th 5 that I find that the freck used was franchise and fellowship for be all things. His clans and his courtesy crooked were never, and pity that passes all points. These pure 5 were harder happed on that hathel than on any other. Now all these 5 sights, forsooth, were fettled on this night, and each one houched in other that no end had, and fixed upon 5 points that failed never, nor sammed never in no side, nor sundered neither, without end at any noke I o'where find, wherever the goman began or glod to an end. Therefore on this skein shield shaped was the knot, royally with red gold upon red gules, that is the pure pentangle with the people called, with lore. Now graced is Gawain gay, and lagged his lance right lore, and gave them all good day, here end, forevermore. He spurred his steed with the spurs and sprang on his way, so stiff that the stone fire stoke out thereafter. All that saw that seemly sighed in heart, and said soothly, all same segs to other, Carain for that comely, by Christ, it is scathe that thou, lewd, shall be lost, that art of life noble. To find his fear upon fold and faith is not easy. Warloker to have wrought had more wheat been, and have dight yonder dear a duke to have worthed. A low-aimed leader of Leeds and loaned him well seems, and so had better have been than bitten to naught, hated with an elvish man for Angarde's pride. Who knew ever any king such counsel to take as knights in cavillations on Christmas games? Well much was the warm water that Walter devised, when that seemly sire sought from those wones that day. He made no abode, but whitely went his way. Many a wilsome way he rode, the book as I heard say. Now rides this rank through the realm of Logris, Sir Gawain on God's half, though him no game it thought. Oft, lewdless alone, he lings on nights, where he found not him before the fair that he liked. Had he no fear but his foal by friths and downs, nor no gome but God by gatewith to carp, till that he negged full nigh into the North Wales. All the isles of Anglesey on left half he holds, and fares over the fords by the forelawns, over at the Holyhead, till he had eft bonk in the wilderness of Wirral, woned there but light that either God or the gome with good heart loved. And aye he freined as he fared at freaks that he met, if they had heard any carp of a knight green, in any ground thereabout of the Green Chapel. And all nicked him with nay, that never in their life they saw never so seg that was of such hues of green. The knight took gaiters strange in many a bonk on bean, his cheer full oft con change, that chapel ere he might seen. Many cliffs he overclaim in country strange, far floatin' from his friends friendly he rides, at each wath other water where the Wye passed, He found a foe him before, but fairly it were, and that so foul and so fell that fight him behode. So many marvels by mount there the man finds, it were tore for to tell of the tenth dole. Some while with worms he wars, and with wolves also, some while with woadwos that woned in the Nares, both with bulls and bears, and boars otherwhile, and etins that him ad nealied of the high fell. Need he been doughty and dry, and Drighton had served, doubtless he had been dead, and draped full oft. For war wraithed him not so much that winter nas worse, when the cold clear water from the clouds shodden, and froze ere it fall might to the fail earth. Near slain with the sleet he slept in his yearns, more nights than enough on naked rocks, whereas clattering from the crest the cold bourne runs, and hung high over his head in hard icicles. Thus in peril and pain, and plights full hard, by country carries this night till Christmas Eve alone. The night well that tide to Mary made his moan, that ho him red to ride, and wise him to some wone. By a mount on the morn merrily he rides, into a forest full deep that fairly was wild, high hills on each half and holt woods under, of hoar oaks full huge 100 together. The hazel and the hawthorn were harled all salmon, with rough ragged moss railed aywhere, with many birds unblithed upon bare twigs, that piteously there piped for pain of the cold. A gome upon Gringalet glides them under, through many a misey and mire, man all him won, Carain for his costs, lest he not cure should, to see the service of that sire, that on that self night of a bird was born, our Barrett to quell. And therefore sighing he said, I beseech thee, Lord and Mary, that his mildest mother so dear, of some harbour where Hegley I might hear mass, and thy matins to mourn. Meekly I ask, and thereto priestly I pray my pater and ave and creed. He rode in his prayer, and cried for his misdeed. He signed him in Scythe Seer, and said, Cross Christ me speed. Nay, he signed himself, seg but thrice, ere he was aware in the wood of a wone in a moat, above a lound on a lower, loken under boughs of many boorish bole about the ditches, a castle the comeliest that ever knight act, pitched on a prayer, a park all about, with a piked palace, pined full thick, that umbertigue many trees more than 2 mile, that hole on that one side the hathel avised, as it shimmered and shone through the shire oaks. Then has he Hendley off his helm, and Haley he thanks, Jesus and St. Julian, that gentle are both, that courtesy had him kid, and his cry hearkened. Now, bone hostel, quoth the burn, I beseech you get. Then girds he to Gringalet with the gilt heels, and he full chancely has chosen to the chief gate that brought Bremley the burn to the bridge's end in haste. The bridge was bream up braid, the gates were stoken fast, the walls were well arrayed, it doth no windes blast. The bird bode on blanc that on bank hoved, of the deep double ditch that drove to the place, the wall wood in the water wonderly deep, and eft the full huge height hit hailed upon loft, of hard-hewn stone up to the tables, embained under the abattlement in the best law, and sithen garrets full gay geared between, with many a lovely loop that locked full clean, a better barbican that burn blushed upon never, and innermore he beheld that hall full high, towers tilled it between, torched full thick, fair filioles that fitted and fairly long, with carven coprunes craftily sledge. Chalk-white chimneys there, chess he enough, upon bastel roofs that blenched full white, so many pinnacles painted was powdered aware, among the castle carnels, clambered so thick, that pared out of paper purely it seemed, the fray fleck on the fole it fair enough thought, if he might cure to come the cloister within, to harbour in that hostel while holiday lasted, Avenant. He called, and soon there came a porter pure plaisant. On the wall his urn he gnome, and hailed the knight errant. Good sir, quoth Gawain, would you go mine errand to the heg lord of this house harbour to crave? Yea, Peter, quoth the porter, and purely I trow ye that ye be why welcome to wone while you like. Then ye'd that why gern and came again swithe, and folk freely him with to fonge the knight. They let down the great draught, and dearly out Yaden, and knelt down on their knees upon the cold earth, to welcome this ilk why as worthy, him thought. They yielded him the broad gate, yarked up wide, and he them raised reckonly, and rode over the bridge. Sir Segs him seized by saddle while he light, and sithen stabled his steed, stiff men enough. Knights and squires came down then, for to bring this burn with bliss into hall. When he hath up his helm, there hide enough for to hent hit at his hand, the hend to serve. His brond and his blason both they took. Then hailed he full Hendley those Hathels each one, and many proud men there pressed that prince to honour, all hasped in his hegweed to haul they him wonen, where fair fire upon flet fiercely brend. Then the lord of the lead lotes from his chamber, for to meet with Mensk, the man on the floor. He said, "Ye are welcome to weld as you like what here is. All is your own, to have at your will and weld." "Grant mercy," quoth Gawain. "There Christ it you foreyeld, as freaks that seemed fain, either other in arms confelled." Gawain glight on the goam that goodly him greets, and thought it a bold burn that the burg agged, a huge hathel for the nones and of high LD. Broad bright was his beard, and all beaver-hued, stern stiff on the stride, on stalwart shanks, fell face as the fire and free of his speech, and well him seemed forsooth, as the sag thought, to lead a lordship in lee of lewd's full good. The lord him charred to a chamber, and chiefly commands to deliver him a lewd, him loyally to serve. And there were bound at his bode burns enough that brought him to a bright bower where bedding was noble, of curtains of clean silk with clear gold hems, and coverlets full curious with comely panes of bright blownier above embroidered besides, roodles running on ropes, red gold rings, tappets tied to the woge of tule and tars, and underfeet on the flet of fulgain suit. There he was despoiled with speeches of mirth, the burn of his bruny and of his bright weds, rich robes full rad ranks him brought, for to charge and to change and choose of the best. Soon as he won hent and happed therein, that sat on him seemly with sailing skirts, the ver by his visage verily it seemed, well nigh to each hathel, all on hues, low-aimed and lovely, all his limbs under, that a comelier knight never Christ made, they thought. Wethen in world he were, it seemed as if he might be prince withouten peer in field where fell men fight. A chair before the chimney where charcoal burned was braced for Sir Gawain, greatly with clothes, wissens upon quilt points that coint were both. And then a mere mantle was on that man cast, of a brown blount embroidered full richly, and fair furred within with fells of the best, all of ermine and erd, his hood of the same. And he sat in that settle seemly rich, and that chaufed him chiefly, and then his cheer mended. Soon was telded up a table on trestles full fair, clad with a clean cloth that clear white showed, sanep and serlure and silver spoons. The wye washed at his will and went to his meat. Segs him served seemly enough, with sear sewers and seat seasoned of the best, double field as it falls, and feel kind fishes, some baked in bread, some brad on the gleeds, some sothen, some in stew, soured with spices, and sauces so sledge that the seg liked. The freak called it a feast, full freely and oft, full hendly, when all the hathels re-hated him at once as hend. "This penance now you take, and eft it shall amend. That man much mirth con make, for wine in his head that wend." Then was spied and spured upon spare wise by proof points of that prince put to himself, that he benew courteously of the court that he were, that eighth Arthur the Hen holds him one, that is the rich royal king of the Round Table, and it was Wawen himself that in that wone sits, come to that Christmas as case him then limped. When the lord had learned that he the lewd had, loud laughed he thereat, so left it him thought, and all the men in that moat made much joy to appear in his presence prestly at that time, that all price and prowess and pure thews appends to his person, and praised is ever. Before all men upon mould his Mensk is the most. Each seg full softly said to his fear, "Now shall we semlish see sleights of thews, and the teschelt's terms of talking noble, which speed is in speech, unspured may we learn, since we have phoned that fine father of nurture. God has given us his grace goodly forsooth, that such a guest as Gawain grants us to have, when Burns blithe of his birth shall sit and sing. In meaning of manners mere, this burn now shall us bring. I hope that may him here shall learn of love-talking." By that the dinner was done, and the deer up. It was nigh at the night negged the time. Chaplains to the chapels chosen the gate, rungen full richly, right as they should, to the hersome evensong of the high tide. The lord louts thereto, and the lady also. Into a comely closet quaintly she enters. Gawain glides full gay, and goes there soon. The lord latches him by the lap, and leads him to sit, and couthly him knows, and calls him his name, and said he was the welcomest wye of the world. And he him thanked throwly, and either houched other, and sat soberly salmon the service while. Then list the lady to look on the knight, Then came she of her closet with many clear birds. She was the fairest in feel of flesh and of lyre, and of compass and colour and costs of all other, and weaner than Wenor, as the wye thought. She chased through the chancel to cherish that hind. Another lady, her led by the left hand, that was elder than she, and ancient it seemed, and highly honoured with hathels about. But unlike on to look those ladies were, for if the young was Yep, Yolge was that other, rich red on that one railed awear, rough wrinkled cheeks that other one rolled, kerchiefs of that one with many clear pearls, her breast and her bright throat bare displayed, shone shirer than snow that sheds on hills, that other with a gorget was geared over the swire, chimbled over her black chin with chalk-white veils, her front folded in silk and foulbled airware, torreted and trelleted with trifles about, that naught was bare of that bird but the black brows, the twin eyes and the nose, the naked lips, and those were sour to see and sallily bleared, a mensk lady on mould men may her call for God. Her body was short and thick, her buttocks black and broad, more licorous on to lick was that she had on load. When Gawain gliped on that gay that graciously looked, with leave lacked of the Lord he lent them against, the elder he hails Hallane full low, the lovelier he laps a little in arms, he kisses her comelily, and nightly he meals. They call him of acquaintance, and he it quick asks to be her servant soothly, if themselves liked. They take him between them, with talking him lead to chamber, to chimney, and chiefly they ask spices that unsparingly men speeded them to bring, and the windlish wine therewith each time. The lord lofflish at loft leaps full oft, mind mirth to be made upon many scythes, hent heggly off his hood, and on a spear hung, and weined him to win the worship thereof, that most mirth might mew that Christmas while. And I shall phoned, by my faith, to filter with the best, ere me want the weed with help of my friends. Thus with laughing lotes the lord it tate makes, for to gladden Sir Gawain with games in hall that night, till that was time the lord commanded light, Sir Gawain his leave con nime, and to his bed him dight. On the morn, as each man minds that time, that Drighton for our destiny to die was born, weal waxes in each wone in world for his sake. So did it there on that day through dainties many, both at mess and at meal, messes full quaint, derf men upon dais dressed of the best. The old ancient wife highest ho sits, the lord lovely her by lent as I trow. Gawain and the gay bird together they sat, even in midders as the mess meetly came, and sithen through all the sail as them best seemed, by each groan at his degree greatly was served. There was meat, there was mirth, there was much joy, that for to tell thereof it me teen were, and to point it yet I pained me peradventure. But yet I wot that Wawen and the whale bird, such comfort of their company caten together, through their dear dalliance of their dern words, with clean courteous carp closed from filth, that their play was passing each princely game in vers, trumpets and nacaris, much piping their repairs, each man tended his, and they too tended theirs. Much dot was there driven that day and that other, and the third as throw thrown gin thereafter. The joy of St. John's Day was gentle to hear, and it was the last of the lake, ludes their thought. There were guests to go upon the grey morn, forth aye wonderly they woke and the wine drank, danced full dregly with dear carols. At the last, when it was late, they latched their leave, each one to wend on his way that was wise strong. Gawain gave them good day. The good man him latches, leads him to his own chamber, the chimney beside, and there he drags him on dry, and dearly him thanks, of the wind worship that he him waved had, as to honour his house on that high tide, and embellish his burg with his beal cheer. I wis, sir, while I live, me worth's the better, that Gawain has been my guest at God's own fest. Grant mercy, sir, quoth Gawain. In God's faith it is yours. All the honour is your own, the high king you reward, and I am why at your will to watch your hest, as I am holden thereto in high and in low by right. The lord fast can him pain to hold longer than night. To him, answers Gawain, by no way that he might. Then framed the freak full fair at himself, what derv deed had him driven at that dear time, so keenly from the king's court to care all his won, ere the holidays wholly were hailed out of town. Forsooth, sir, quoth the seg, ye say but the truth, a high earned and a hasty me had from those wones. For I am summoned myself to seek to a place, I nay wot in world, whitherward to wend it to find. I knowed, but if I it nigh might on New Year's morn, for all the land in with Logres, so me our Lord help. Forth I, sir, this enquest I require you here, that ye me tell with truth, if ever ye tale heard, of the green chapel, where it on ground stands, and of the knight that it keeps of colour of green. There was stabled by statute a Stephen us between, to meet that man at that mere, if I might last, and of that ilk new year but necked now once, and I would look on that lead, if God me let would, glad loker by God's son, than any good weld, forth I, wis by your will, wend me behoves. Naff I now to busy but barely 3 days, and me as fain to fall fay as fail of mine errand. Then laughing quoth the Lord, now lang thee behoves, for I shall teach you to that term by the time's end, the green chapel upon ground. Grieve you no more, but ye shall be in your bed burn at thine ease, while 4 days and firk on the first of the year, and come to that merk at midmorn to make what you like in Spen. Doels while New Year's Day, and rise and rake as then, man shall you set in way, it is not 2 mile hen. Then was Gawain full glad, and gomanly he lagged. Now I thank you thoroughly through all other things. Now achieved is my chance. I shall at your will dwell, and else do what ye deem. Then seized him the sire, and set him beside. Let the ladies be fet to like them the better. There was seen solace by themselves still. The Lord let for love lote so merry, as why that would of his wit, nor wist what he might. Then he carped to the knight, crying loudly, ye have deemed to do the deed that I bid. Will ye hold this hess here at this once? Yea, sir, forsooth, said the Sig true, while I bide in your borge, be bane to your hest. For ye have travelled, quoth the Tulk, towen from far, and sithen waked me with, ye are not well warrest, neither of sustenance nor of sleep, soothly I know. Ye shall lounge in your loft and lie in your ease, to mourn while the meswhile and to meet wind, when ye will with my wife, that with you shall sit, and comfort you with company till I to court torn. Ye lend, and I shall early rise, on hunting will I wend. Gawain grants all thys, him Helene as the hind. Yet further, quoth the freak, a foreword we make. Whatsoever I win in the wood, it worths to yours, and what check so ye achieve, change me, therefore. Sweet, swap we so, swear with truth, whether lewd, so limp lear, other better. By God, quoth Gawain the good, I grant thereto, and that you list for to lake, leff it methinks. Who brings us this beverage, this bargain is made, so said the lord of that lead. They laughed each one, they drank, and El Yeden, and Dalton Untergal, these lords and ladies, while that them liked, and sithen with Frankish fare and feel fair lotes, they stood and steamed, and stilly spoke, kissed full comelily, and cagged in their leave. With many lewd, full liked, and lemained torches, each burned to his bed was brought at the last, full soft. To bed yet ere they yield, recorded covenants oft, the old lord of that lead could well hold lake aloft.